Hello, KNS listeners. My name's Bud Wiry, and I invite you to join me here in the shop today as we start to take a little bit of a deeper dive into the politics of the Boone County and surrounding areas. So for going on 20 years, I've been paying attention to the politics of our local area and nationally as well. And while I've been doing that from afar, while I was solving problems in one industry after another, I've noticed that the politics just keep getting worse and worse and worse. And I think a lot of that has to do with people not being able to get the information needed to make educated decisions. So after having talked with Mr. Kevin Keith here, he said he was going to allow me to come on here and see if we couldn't help that just a little bit. So well before, like I said, I mostly paid attention to politics from afar. Here recently, probably 9 months ago, I decided to stub my toe into a hot topic locally there in Lebanon, and it turned into a complete firestorm. So to sum it up briefly, I was in the shop working on a motorcycle one day. I took a little bit of a break, looking at the Facebook happenings, and I seen on the Lebanon, Indiana chatter, which is the biggest board there in Lebanon. It's got like 20,000 members, family friendly. And right there on it, I see a business that I'd never even heard of advertising for the drag shows and everything with pictures that they were bringing into Lebanon. And in true Bud Wiry fashion, I decided to post a cheeky comment about it. And next thing I know, I'd been attacked like 350 times with people saying the most horrible things, saying stuff about me, saying stuff about my family. And it really took me aback. I mean, while you hear about this stuff on the news, I did not know that it was this close to home. So, and while most people, it seems to be they attack and then everybody goes quiet because most people don't like to be attacked. But there's some of us that had the exact opposite effect on me. So if you're just going to sit there and keep attacking me, it tends to bring out the fight. And so in response to these things, I started a group. It started out, I was wanting to just keep track of all these people that I found out were pushing the left-wing politics in Lebanon and Boone County. So I started a page called the Boone County Cockroaches, and that was just kind of where I stored information. I had a few friends on there so they could see it too. And then one day I thought to myself, like, what is the point of compiling this information and knowing this stuff if you're not going to share it? So I opened up my group to others, and now I think within 9 months, I think there's 570 members, something like that. And I mean, it came in hot. And the instant other people noticed that I was starting to fight back, the attacks just got worse and worse. And then they even started coming from the media. So I had Channel 8 do a hit piece on me. They never reached out to comment, never nothing. You know, they just give this business owner an opportunity to just attack me without being able to say anything back. So I had that. And then shortly thereafter, even the local Lebanon reporter started in on the same thing. And you couldn't even believe it. You're like, I'm just a little nobody here in the county, and these people are going at me that hard. So I'm going to read you a couple little quotes from Miss Kathy Linton of the Lebanon Reporter. She's actually the editor. I'm going to read you a couple excerpts from her story that she ran on me and my group. This is an I quote. They have formed an online hate group that has resulted in numerous threats being made against the business owners and others who support them. Their harassment and threats have reached a level where the courts have become involved in order to protect the business owners. Let's clear that up right quick. The courts have been involved in nothing. I've never been reached out to by any court. I've never been summoned, never nothing in the mail. And the only thing that anybody has ever said is the Lebanon Police Department, upon Channel 8's reaching out to them, the only thing they ever said is that my group or me were doing nothing illegal. But Miss Kathy Linton of the Lebanon Reporter decides to report that in a different way. And here, all right. Another quote from Mrs. Linton here. There was never a thought given to approaching the business owner in a respectful manner, listing their complaints with their adult entertainment and offering possible alternatives. It went straight to hate, threats, rumors, lies, and manipulation. I mean, I don't even know what that means. It's like I'm supposed to be like, oh, yeah, what's my problem with your adult entertainment? I said that off the get. You're posting it on public forums where children can see. Now, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I don't care if somebody wants to be gay. I don't care if somebody wants to be trans. I don't care what anybody wants to do. I just don't like it to be around children. So I'm even what you would call a classic LGB supporter. But then they lost me at the moment. They're like, now let's include kids. Because like, the pride events, these drag shows, I mean, it's becoming something to where they're using these platforms as opportunities to expose children to adult content and mix them into adult spaces. And I don't agree with that. And it's something that I was actually willing to fight about. I mean, if they want to take it to that level, then, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, I cannot agree that we're going to have, that's where our community is going to be. That isn't who I want to be. That isn't the country I want to leave behind for my kids. But I'm going to carry on. So here's the next phase of Mrs. Linton's quote. They demand that the police and city leaders shut them down, even though they are breaking no laws and no ordinances. Now, you can see that Kathy Linton said that they broke no laws and no ordinances. Now, I'm going to read from you a little excerpt. So I had correspondence with this city, and this one was from Mr. Ben Bontrager with the city of Lebanon, when I sent him pictures and details about the male stripper shows that this Echo Room in Lebanon was putting on. And here's what he had to say back to me. Good morning, Mr. Wiry. While the images sent from the Shades of Hunks show is not from the Lebanon location, it does appear this show may fall under the definition of adult use in the city's under Unified Development Ordinance because of the actions taking place. For reference, here is the relevant definition. And then he gave me the definition. Then he explained on. He said, while it is my understanding that the tenant has no plans for this show to return, we will be sending correspondence to both the building owner and tenant informing them that this show or any similar shows are not permitted at this location because it's right on the square in Lebanon, where it's supposed to be a family-friendly location. And it will provide them this definition so they understand how the conclusion was reached. So Kathy Linton is telling me in an article that she's printing saying that they've broke no laws or no ordinance. And here is the city planner agreeing with me that they broke the law. And this is the problem. And then Kathy finishes up this hit piece. If you don't like gays, cross-dressers, LGBTQ people, blacks, Hispanics, Indians, whites, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarian, Muslims, Jews, Christians, women, or anything else who isn't exactly like you, you have that right. This is the United States of America, and you can hate all the people you want. You do not, however, have the right to threaten or harass them. Stay in your lane. Worry about yourself. Well, Miss Linton, I'm going to tell you why. I'm not going to stay in my lane. It's my right to think, I don't care what everybody else does, but the minute they start dragging children into this, I have the right to be pissed about it. And I'm not going to pull any punches about it. There are adult spaces and there are kids spaces, and these two should not mix. But that's exactly what's happening now. So once I started looking into the performers that these business owners, they actually in Lebanon there, they own that sports bar, they own the Echo Room, and here recently they also bought the Lebanon Pizza King. But what I noticed about once I started poking around and looking into the performers and stuff that they're bringing, these same performers that they are bringing in for their drag shows did as recently as last year in Westfield in the park in the middle of the day did a drag performance in front of children where little children were sitting there tucking dollars. And what does that teach a child? Oh, yeah. So if somebody's dancing for you and scantily clad and dancing provocatively, you give them money and tuck dollars. I mean, this is a sickness. This is strip club style entertainment brought to children. I have photo evidence from tons of these shows. I've watched the videos. I mean, this stuff is insane. You cannot be mixing children into these events. And then just even here recently in Zionsville, the Zionsville Library put on a mixer for children between the ages of 11 and college kids, where they watched romantic comedy movies. I mean, this isn't something that's happening way out in California in the nooks of nothing. This is over here in Zionsville in Boone County. I mean, tell me, what good reason is there for mixing prepubescent children and adult college kids to watch a romantic comedy movie? I mean, college kids are historically sexually charged, and we're going to mix them in. No, this is insane. This is a grooming function. You got to call it what it is, because there's no other way to do it. What business does adults have setting up mixers for gay children up to college age? And then being like, yeah, now let's watch a romantic comedy movie, see if the magic happens. No, see, that's the problem. Everybody can see it for what it is, but nobody knows it's going on. And, you know, there's a lot of people in this game that are really starting to move some pieces. There's the Clifton French from Real News Michiana, Real News Central Indiana, up north there. I mean, he's doing some good work. He's calling out a lot of these same people, and it's great. And this is what we need. People need to know that it's happening. They need to see how it's happening. They need to figure out who the players in the game are. And then we can move on and actually try to get somewhere on it. Because, well, I think we can all agree everybody ought to have the same rights. Their rights are not to put this stuff to children. Because even if it's their children, we don't allow people, because I hear that one a lot. Well, it's their kids. They can do with them what they want. No, we don't let them abuse children in all kinds of other ways. So why are we going to allow this? Because, well, you know what? When those children are abused and they get sent to school, after they get subjected to all this sexually charged activities and this and that, and then they go to school with the other kids that are, and they're all legally there, you know, bound together by the government to have to go to this public school, and now all of a sudden all the kids are being damaged by the few parents who decide to sexualize and confuse their children. So at some point we have to decide that the masses benefit outweighs the individual. Like, we cannot keep letting one individual hurt a whole subsect of people. So that's here recently. I went and spoke at the Lebanon school board meeting, because they were allowing a biological boy into the locker rooms and bathrooms of little girls. And what I noticed there was that everybody seemed to be trying to make excuses for this. Trying to make it like, oh, well, there's nothing we can do. The current statutes say that, you know, and I'm like, I'm standing there. I'm like, even if you're telling me that, okay, so we can't take the boy out of the girl. I said, provide different facilities for the girls. I mean, I was looking on Amazon right as I come up there. You can get individual stalls for like $150 a piece, line them down a whole wall. You have to think outside the box. You cannot say that, oh, well, there's nothing we can do, so we have to harm these other children to pacify one. And as that went on, I mean, that whole thing kept getting worse and worse. And you got to think, so Lebanon Middle School over there, they only have like a 35% of the kids there can effectively read and do math at their grade level. But yet they're sitting there doing all this social experimenting and be like, oh, well, let's shove this boy in there. I mean, it's distraction after distraction after distraction, and them children aren't getting the benefit of that. But there's the supposed best and brightest out of all of us there at the school board meetings telling us there's nothing they can do to make any of this better. It's just the way it is. And it's that kind of complacency I'm just going to say it. So the school board president said right off that there was all these policies that were in place to make sure that these trans students weren't faking it or doing this. And what turns out is they had absolutely no policies in place whatsoever. So Mr. Clifton French up north, he even reached out and they had to admit. And then at the school board meeting right after I spoke, the little girl who spoke up about it, her mom spoke to the school board, and she nailed them on it. She asked them point blank, and they had to admit. So after telling everybody at this meeting that there was policies to make sure that it was going to be this way and that way, then he had to admit that there is effectively no policy in place to protect none of these children. And still, I mean, so what are we doing there? You guys are just putting this in willy-nilly. You have no policy in place, so anything's on the table. And that's the problem. Who is looking out for the kids? And sadly, it seems that it's the list of who's looking out for the kids is getting incredibly low. And frankly, people, that scares the hell out of me. Because as a nation, if we don't take care of our children, we will be destined to fail. I mean, there's not going to be anything left. Who's going to? I mean, that's fine now. I'm, you know, in my mid-40s here. What's going to happen when I'm 80 and this whole place is an absolute train wreck and I'm sitting here too weak to do anything about it as everything just crumbles around? I mean, that's not looking like the elderly years that I'm looking for here. But so now, and then here's all the back to the same point about the media. So who should be holding the president of the school board to feet to the fire about all these policies? Our local news. Who should be reporting about all this? It should all be our local news. Our local news should be serving a purpose that benefits the people of our area, but it doesn't. They all have a different master, and I'll tell you what, guys, it's not us. Because look at it. I mean, if they can go out and attack little old Bud Wiry out here in the country and come at him that hard because these left-wing politics, because I won't abide by their left-wing politics, so I have to be destroyed. And now if they can come after me that hard, and I'm a nobody in the world of things, then everybody's on the table. And they will just continue to attack and shout down and get after anybody that's to the right of Karl Marx. I mean, these people, it's almost, I hate to say it, but it's almost like a cult blindness, because they want to sit there and tell everybody how hateful they are. And the truth of the matter is, I mean, I have so much hate from them. I mean, I have pages of it documented. I have a running tab of threats against me that I've sent to the sheriff's department. It is one after another. Now I'm gonna go ahead and read some of the hate posts from the loving, peaceful liberals. So here's a couple I'm gonna start with. So this one is from Stephanie Payne. You know what's crazy, bud? Have your opinion, but drag queens do not want your children. Priests do. Go riot a church. Oh, and there's another beautiful one from a Chaya Richter. All these middle-aged white men keep claiming the gays are touching our kids. Guess who molests kids the most? I'll help you out. It's middle-aged white men. Straight middle-aged white men. Straight middle-aged married white men. Straight middle-aged married white men who go to church. That's who hurts the most kids. Football coaches who are straight men, pastors who are straight men, teachers who are straight men, get mad at them. And then we got from old Amanda Jones here, Bud Wiry, I'm sick of bigot white men. Chaya Richter again, gay people aren't going around diddling kids. You know who molests kids the most? White men, white married men, straight white married men that go to church. That's who's touching kids the most. Get mad at them. And it just goes on, and their hate is unbelieving, and you can automatically know who their hate's after. They hate white men, they hate religion, and they hate everybody that won't agree that kids in these environments and everything they come up with is as pure as the driven snow. And it's just not. Like, okay, so here's a Mr. Ridger Kent. Bud Wiry, why do you claim brainwashing? Religions have been doing it for years, passing out Bibles in public schools full of multiple religions. Children have been indoctrinated for years. The entire educational system and the moral compass of spiritual people has been controlled by bigots. And it's one after. And then you want to touch on the crazy. I mean, tell me how insane this one is. This is from an Ashland Morris. Drag queens make the best readers, because they really get into the book they're reading to whomever they're reading it to. So take your humble opinion elsewhere, because clearly nobody wants to see or read it. Okay, thanks. And so these people actually believe that there's nobody better than a drag queen to read the children. And then that always gets us back to the why Do the drag queens want the audience of children? I mean, if they just really like breeding that much, there's old people in nursing homes. There's sick people in freaking hospice care. There's all kinds of people that could get some reading to, probably bring them a joy. But no, they want an audience of children. Every time, it's an audience of children. You keep paying attention to what they're doing. It's all about getting an audience of children. And why are they doing that? There's no good reason. You can sit there and you can think about a million ways to be like, nah, I can't see any societal benefit to taking children and putting sexual performances and mixing them into adult spaces, and it's insane. So here's another one from Sarah Burns, and evidently she thinks it's the kids' fault for finding the information about the drag shows and everything on these publicly advertised posts. So here it goes. It says, Bud Wiry, I don't need to copy and paste all of your posts are spewing hate at her. She can't help that children get online and see her ads. I mean, so it's not her, it's the children's fault for seeing them, not her fault for posting them. And then you get a Carmen Echeverria Doyle, Ashley Turner. And if he doesn't want them to see ads posted on social media, then he probably should not allow his children on social media. If he doesn't want his children around that activity, then don't drive next to the bar. Super easy. And that happened because as I was coming home from the drive-in out there, the Mel's drive-in, took my youngest out there with the wife one night, and we were on our way back. And so it was late. We're coming back from the drive-in. And what we saw lounging outside of this bar was nothing that you wanted to see. I would describe it, but I do not want to offend the KNS listening audience by the views that we got hanging outside of this bar on one of the nights they were having some of their shows. And that can't be. This is just up on the square. It's like, okay, if you guys wanted to have a business where you're putting on this stuff, Lebanon could write them an exemption for one, but they need to be so far away from businesses, so far away from housing, pretty much out of sight. And I'm okay with that. If you guys want to go have your weird shows, go get someplace out by the industrial park in a little business where nobody's going to be around to see it at night. And you guys go be you. And live your best lives. But to say you're going to be right up here on the square, and then everybody has to be quiet about it. And it's nuts. And before I started talking about it, the stuff was becoming more and more mainstream, which is why I called the group the Cockroaches, because I noticed these people were developing these little cliques in the dark, and then they were pushing it around. So you actually have the Heart of Lebanon, which is a little society group for all the happenings downtown on the square and everything else. And they advertise all these family events and everything else on there. Well, what I noticed, I caught on that the Heart of Lebanon was also advertising for these drag shows and everything else that they were putting on at this Echo Room. And so I'd been reaching out to them and reaching out to different things. And they have quit doing that, probably 5 or 6 months ago, which was good because it's fine. I mean, you can't be advertising all these family events next to the drag performers coming in up there, and they're the same drag performers that do shows in front of children. I mean, this isn't hyperbole or nothing else. I wouldn't come on the air. I wouldn't say it if I couldn't prove it. I have evidence. You know, I mean, I have this stuff in my possession where they go do this, and they will defend it to the edges. It's art and everything else. But I'm sorry. It is not art for a man to throw on a miniskirt and go shake his ass at a bunch of children in a park for dollars. That's not art. That's smut. And I'll tell you right now, if a woman was to go out into the parks in the middle of the day and start shaking and twerking for a bunch of children for dollars, they're probably going to lock her up. But under this umbrella, because it's, you know, all these people are supposed to get this, like, flat pass on how they're interacting with children, it just keeps carrying on, and they just let it. Like, I cannot believe that we have that going on in public parks in the middle of the day and these people aren't being arrested. I mean, it's beyond my scope of being able to comprehend. It's like, and that's just like at these pride shows that I'm seeing these last years. I mean, there's one, these people are completely exposing themselves to children, but they get a pass because evidently, it used to be some guy in a raincoat expose himself to children, he'd get locked up. But see, that man didn't know. All he had to do was strap a rainbow to his chest, and then all of a sudden it was okay. But I'm gonna start wrapping up things here. I mean, I know it's been a pretty hot intro. And I have so much more that I really want to get into. Normally, it's the regular politics that are my thing, like this LEAP project and the IEDC and all that. And I love getting into that stuff. But it happens to be just dipping my toes in the social issues is what brought me out. I guess what it is, while I've been content to just poke at the politics from the side, once it started getting into the family and it got so close, it's close to home. No, it's home. It's here. I can see it. And there's more even to this topic that we really got to delve into. I mean, so we have these same business owners that run all these smut shows. Well, the Farmers Bank Fieldhouse over here partnered with them to feed the children through their concession stand. I mean, the Farmers Bank Fieldhouse put this thing, over 50 foot of wall space. It has a bar's name and a venue that they've been advertising for a year as a youth sports complex. So, advertising, youth sport complex, advertising. We want young people to come work in our vending things, blah, blah, blah. And the first thing they do is partner with business owners that promote adult content to run their food establishment around all them children. See, you can't even make this stuff up. And we're going to delve, as this show goes on here at the shop, we're going to get into this stuff deeper, and we're going to break it down a little more. I just want to give you an overview because there's so much out here, and it's just not getting the light it deserves, and people aren't known. And if people don't know, we can't solve the problems. So, in conclusion, I want to thank all you guys for joining me here today at the shop. I know that I ramble on, and this isn't my natural sport here, but these things need to be talked about. It can't go on that, we just don't talk about politics and religion, because if you don't talk about politics and religion, the politics get out of control and the religious become fearful instead of faithful. So thank you again for joining me here, KNS listeners, and I want a special shout out to Mr. Kevin Keith for allowing me to come on and talk to you guys for a little bit, and hopefully I'll be seeing you again soon. So everybody have a nice day, and I'll catch you later. Thanks.